Welcome to Valley Creek Kids.
We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen. This is another episode in our series, Miracles of Jesus, where we're hearing stories of amazing things that only God can do. That's what a miracle is. Something amazing that only God can do. The Bible is full of stories of miracles, true accounts of God making the impossible possible. And when Jesus was on earth, we see that he performed many miracles, sometimes at the most unexpected times in the most unexpected of ways, all because he is the Son of God, both fully God and fully man, who came so that we could experience God's kingdom today. This story is the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, and it can be found in the Bible in Matthew 14, Mark 6, Luke 9, and John 6. Picture this with me. Jesus and his followers, the disciples, are out in the wilderness, far away from any towns. They came here to rest. But a crowd of people has followed them, eager to learn from Jesus. Even though Jesus came here to get away from the crowds, he doesn't tell the crowd to leave. Instead, he looks at them with compassion. He sees them as sheep who need a shepherd, someone to care for them, to guide them, someone they can follow. And that's who Jesus is, the good shepherd who came to lead God's people. So, Jesus welcomes the crowd. He begins telling them about the kingdom of God. He heals everyone who needs healing. He teaches and teaches, and as he does, it gets later and later into the day, until eventually the disciples start to grow concerned that soon all of these people will be hungry. And out here in the wilderness, they have no food for them to eat. What will they do? The disciples decide to tell Jesus that it's time to send everyone home. This is a remote place and it's already very late, the disciples say. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But Jesus isn't worried about a lack of food and a hungry crowd. He has a better plan. This is an opportunity to put the goodness of God on display. To take care of his sheep. He tells his disciples, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. What? The disciples can't believe what they're hearing. This crowd that has gathered, this crowd that Jesus is teaching is huge. There are more than 5,000 people here. How in the world are they going to get something for all of them to eat? Where will they find that much food on such short notice? So far out in the wilderness? And even if they do, how will they pay for it all? That would take more than half a year's wages, the disciples say to Jesus. Are we going to spend that much money on bread and give it to them to eat? Surely this isn't what Jesus is asking them to do, right? It isn't. How many loaves do you have? Jesus asks them. Go and see. So the disciples go to the crowd to see if anyone has any food. Maybe some of them brought some with them? But out of everyone, out of this whole entire crowd, the only person who has anything to share is a young boy with 5 small loaves of bread and 2 small fish. There is no way this is going to be enough food to feed even a small part of the crowd. But the disciples bring the food to Jesus anyways. As they do, Jesus directs everyone to sit down on the grass. He takes the little boy's 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and looks up to heaven, thanking God for this food. Then, he begins to break the bread and fish into smaller pieces, passing it to the disciples, who begin passing it out to the crowd. And as the disciples hand out pieces of bread and fish to the crowd, the most amazing thing happens. Even though the food should have run out quickly, it doesn't. The disciples are handing food to the crowd, and the food just keeps coming. It is multiplying right before their very eyes. People begin eating, and they eat and eat and eat until they are completely full. Somehow, Jesus has turned a little boy's bread and fish into enough food to feed over 5,000 people. It's a miracle! And that's not even all. As the disciples go around picking up what isn't eaten, they collect not one, not two, not three, but 12 baskets full of leftovers. There is even more food now than when they started. As the crowd realizes what Jesus has done, they say, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." You see, what they have seen today reminds them of another miracle that happened long ago. A miracle where God rained bread down from the sky to feed his people in the desert. They know that Jesus must be the one God promised he would raise up to lead his people. And he is. The next day, as Jesus explains to the crowd what he has done with the bread and the fish, he tells them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Jesus is the one the world has been waiting for. He is the one who has come to meet all of our needs, beyond what we could ever imagine. And not just the needs of our bodies with bread and fish, but the needs of our hearts with himself. With this miracle, Jesus has shown us that, as our good shepherd, we can trust him with everything we need, because in him, we will always have everything we need. Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon. Bye!